Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 19 of Jonah. Today's title is Faith with Action. Mark Victor Hansen said, "Your belief determines your action, and your action determines your results. But first, you have to believe." Our text today is Jonah 3:5. It reads, "And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them." The name Nineveh means fish place. So God commanded Jonah to go to a fish place right after Jonah had been swallowed by a great fish. Jonah obeyed and preached God's simple message, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." What followed has been considered by many Bible scholars as the greatest revival in history. Rod Mattoon describes the reception of God's message, the revival that followed, and why Jonah was successful. The revival prolonged the history of Nineveh for 150 years. Nothing so benefits a nation as getting right with God. Notice, they did not delay in their repentance. They were prompt in their response. Immediate obedience is the only proper way to react to God's message. When we delay and take detours in repentance, it leads to destruction and more difficulties. If God is speaking, why wait to obey him? We only prolong our problems, and nothing is gained by delay, only loss. Paul urged us that today is the day to do what God wants us to do. 2 Corinthians 6:2 reads, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." These Ninevites believed God and his word. They were not acting hypocritically, for the Lord would have detected that. They truly believed God. This is where revival begins. Revival begins by believing God in his word about sin, salvation, and service, heaven, hell, right and wrong, good and evil. Notice that everyone repented, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The greatest miracle in the book of Jonah is not survival in the fish, but the revival of the city of Nineveh. Yet this miracle is so overlooked by skeptics or students of the word, based on the mentality of the religious crowd today. Jonah would be heralded as the greatest preacher of history because of all the decisions that were made. This is carnal, faulty reasoning. The success of any preacher or evangelist is not based on the number of decisions made in his services. It's based upon his faithfulness and truthfulness in preaching and obeying the word of God. This is why Jonah is to be praised. He preached God's message, even though it was unwanted and unpopular. When people see many decisions, the preacher is lauded as a great preacher. Based upon this reasoning, a few decisions would mean that the man was not a good preacher. We seriously err when preachers are judged on this premise. For example, Noah is one of two men in the Bible who is described as walking with God. He preached 120 years with only 7 converts. Was Noah a failure? I don't think so. How about Jeremiah, Isaiah, and other prophets who had very few converts? These men were despised and hated by God's people. They were persecuted and suffered terribly. Were these men inferior to Jonah? Based upon today's mentality, they were inferior. Based upon God's standard, however, they were successful men. God is going to judge preachers on this basis. Did you preach my word accurately and truthfully? Did you obey it? So Jonah faithfully preached the message God gave him. All the people responded with belief that led to action. And revival began in the greatest city of Assyria. Notice the action that resulted from Nineveh's belief that God would indeed destroy them in 40 days. They called for a fast. Fasting is abstaining from eating and drinking for a certain time. It's an outward expression of an inward commitment to wholeheartedly pursue God. When you fast, you omit certain things in your life so that you can take time to focus on God. Jonah 3:5 says, "Not only did the people of Nineveh call for a fast, but they put on sackcloth." The word for sackcloth is sack in Hebrew, and it simply means a sack for grain, a piece of similar material. That was garment that was worn as a sign of grief and mourning. It was worn by God's people as a sign of submission and self-humiliation. It was worn by prophets and kings. So when the king of Nineveh called for fasting, the people put on sackcloth to show they were serious. They believed in God's judgment, and they mourned over the wickedness of their sins. Consider these questions. What's your response to how quickly Nineveh responded to God's message? In what ways do you think the Ninevites' swift response impacted God's decision? How seriously do you take sins in your life? How can you mourn over your sins and take action toward repentance? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you that we get this opportunity to repent. Thank you that not only do we get to repent, we get to embrace your grace fully and experience sanctification. I pray that we would seek you in every sense. I pray that we would seek you fully so that we can experience your will for our lives. In Christ's name, amen.